Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Let's head out on the WaitFor.com hotline. Welcome in your friend and ours, Jason Longshore. He
what
is
up,
the analyst for the Atlanta United here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. He'll be up and at it early in the morning for that 9:07 kickoff tomorrow. First off, Jason, I watched you and Mike on, I guess that was that Facebook Live before mm-hmm. Before the match on Saturday. I want to know, how odd is it, especially you guys are used to being in Mercedes-Benz Stadium and that place just being jacked for an Atlanta United game. How different was it to be there and you guys and Miller being the only three guys in the station or in the stadium, it seemed like?
You could hear cars go by on Northside Drive and you could hear the MARTA trains go by. Weird.
That's so great. That is so great. Jay, now, I remember last week, like he was saying, they showed us a picture. So are you guys going to be in Mercedes-Benz again tomorrow morning or what?
We will. I'll be getting there at 6 a.m. for this match.
Damn.
That's what I said. It's going to be crazy. It's just such a weird atmosphere for this. And my biggest question coming in, I mean, the first 15, 20 minutes of this match, I'm going to be really curious to see which team between Atlanta and Cincinnati comes out with some energy, because you're going to have to manufacture it a little bit, because, I mean, neither team is used to this kind of situation.
Jason Longshore, he is the analyst for Atlanta United. You hear him here along with Mike Conti on the United broadcast on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Jason, what is it? I've heard Mike talk about this a little bit this week, but what's at stake tomorrow for Atlanta United?
I think you need a win to keep the door open to getting out of the group stage and getting into this knockout round, because that's what's a little interesting about this tournament is these games double as regular season games, so you're always thinking big picture. You don't know how many games you're going to have left after this. There's been some reports out there that MLS could announce a schedule at the end of this month or early next month before the tournament concludes, what things look like after this. But in this tournament, you know, third place teams do get through, but it's really difficult to get through as a third place team with only 3 points. And if you don't get a win against Cincinnati, you're going into a last match where you're going to need to beat Columbus, who looked really good against Cincinnati in the first game. But also, you're probably going to need to beat them by a large amount to turn goal differential, which will be really difficult to do. This is the match against the weakest team in the group. You need to take advantage. Columbus put 4 on them. You know, you're not trying to match that necessarily, but you need goals and you need to keep them off the board tomorrow.
Jay, what was in your opinion? Because we talked to Joe P, we got his opinion on it. What was your opinion it seemed like a mishap in the back end. He was talking about, you know, Bello being inexperienced on one side and not getting back and all those things. In your opinion, what was your views of some of the miscommunication in the back end?
Well, I think in general, Atlanta played pretty well on Saturday. They got better as the match went on. I thought the end was better than the beginning. The beginning, it was disjointed, and especially defensively, and the Red Bulls are a team that can punish anybody who's not organized defensively. And you go back and you look at the goal that the Red Bulls scored, I don't think you can put it on any one player because, you know, in that sequence, Franco Escobar pushed very high up the field as a right center back. Of course, your right wing back was down in the corner, Brooks Lennon, because that's the side of the field the ball was on. Escobar goes for a tackle about 10, 15 yards inside the attacking half for Atlanta, and it's a 50-50 ball. It pops up and falls to Tom Barlow. So Escobar's out of the play at that point because of Barlow's quick decisions. Then you have Miles Robinson, who is shaded very far over to the right, and he's out of position in that stretch because he's not in a position to take care of Barlow or Royer, the two forward options for the Red Bulls. Fernando Meza, who's the left center back, has slid very far over to try to make up the ground, and you could see by his reaction at the end of the play, he was expecting George Bello to follow suit and come back and help. No one was in proper communication there. No one reacted quick enough to the play. And the Red Bulls are a team that when they see disorganization, they're going to go immediately. Barlow, one-time pass, back to Kaku. Kaku, one-time pass, splits everybody to Florian Velot, and Velot has the composure to finish. It's just a complete defensive breakdown that, honestly, until the water break, at the 30-minute mark in the first half, Atlanta had some issues defensively. It got better after that point.
Jason Longshore, part of the Atlanta United broadcast. He's with us here on the Wade4.com hotline on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as we get you set for Atlanta United and Cincinnati tomorrow morning. And Jason, Columbus, you mentioned the fact they looked really good. I'll steal one of Randy's lines. They put a foot in Cincinnati on Sunday night. Or Saturday night, I guess it was, they looked really bad, I thought. What can we take away from Cincinnati's performance over the weekend, and what do you expect tomorrow?
Yeah, the number one takeaway from the performance is they looked mentally weak. This is a Cincinnati team that doesn't have any confidence at the moment. Because if you go back to cut everything out until the, or before the free kick that Lucas De La Ryan scored off the inside of the post, take that portion of the game and observe it. Cincinnati had chances. They could have scored goals. It was a fairly even game in that first 20 minutes or so. After the Zavella Ryan goal, it all fell apart for Cincinnati. And you're talking about a team with a new manager who's had, you know, maybe 3 weeks with this team in terms of training in a non-traditional environment, everything they're going through. Yap Stam has talked about it. Their new manager, he says this is almost a preseason for him with this team. You know, I don't think they came in once the groups were identified with the expectation of getting out of the group, not with the Red Bulls, Atlanta, and Columbus in it. So he's experimenting and trying stuff, and that's going to be a little complicated for Atlanta when you start to predict what Cincinnati's going to do tomorrow. I think the lineup could change dramatically because there's a number of players who had really bad nights at the office for Cincinnati, and you would expect that Yap Stam's going to want to look at as many players as possible in these three games that he has. We could see a completely different lineup, and you could see a lot of guys individually with something to prove to keep getting playing time.
When you look at something to prove, and you know, it was a point where me and you, we had these conversations about George Bello, and I thought, I mean, how great would it have been for that young man, for that ball to have went through, because it's been so long since we've actually seen this young man, and he has so much growth. But, I mean, this guy, you can see the X factor or the special talent that he's going to be.
Yeah, you see his movement, and you see his movement off the ball. I thought in the attacking phases of the play, he was very, very good on Saturday night. And I thought he got better defensively as the night went on. The second half, before he was substituted, there were some different moments where, you know, it ended up not mattering because it wasn't something where he had to make a play on the ball. But his positioning was much better. He was much more locked in to the movement of the Red Bulls players. I thought he did a very good job defensively as the night went on. Bello shows that he's a guy who you have to consider as a big part of Atlanta United's future, but also their present. I think he's going to continue to get plenty of playing time in the 2020 season.
Do you expect to see more press from Cincinnati tomorrow against Atlanta United?
I don't know if Cincinnati is really capable of doing that in the organized way that we see the Red Bulls do. What the Red Bulls are so good with is that transition. You know, if they create a turnover or if a turnover just falls in their lap or they win a duel, they can go forward so quickly. That's not comfortable for Cincinnati yet. I think Cincinnati is probably going to sit deeper and look to counter. That's where historically they have had a little bit of success against Atlanta United, because we know Atlanta's going to commit numbers forward. If you can get numbers behind the ball and sit, compress the space if you're Cincinnati in their defensive end, and then look to get out on the break, they have the speed to get out on those counters. Atlanta's going to have to be careful about, you know, guys like Kikuta Mane, guys like Yu Yakubo, getting out on the run, because Cincinnati's best way to get a result here is probably to park a few buses and look to counter.
Oh, man, you mean tell me, so we're going to go through this again. We're going to go through the park bus day, whatever. But, Jay, I mean, do you see any major changes or anything with the starting 11, the shape or anything for how Cincinnati might play them? Like Chris said, maybe the press or anything else?
I don't think Cincinnati will change the shape dramatically. They're trying to build their philosophy a little bit in a 4-3-3 or 4-2-3-1. That's what Jaap Stam has said he wants to play. I think when you look at the Atlanta side, you're going to see some changes in the lineup, but I don't know about the shape. The 3-4-3 has been pretty consistent this year, but Frank DeBoer talked about it yesterday. With this schedule, with this kind of match, coming on short rest, and with the conditions that they're going to face tomorrow, it's going to be humid. It's going to be thick. I think you're going to see some changes at those wingback roles, not because of performance, but because of fresh legs. And that's a position where you have a lot of depth. You know, John Gallagher, Edgar Castillo, Jake Mulroney, who came off the bench, they could all see some time. I think Atlanta will have some different faces. I think Cincinnati will have some different faces, but the shapes will probably be similar to what we saw on the weekend.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.